Today is Monday, June 10th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Black Cow Day. That's a drink. It's also National Iced Tea Day, National Ballpoint Pen Day, National Frosted Cookie Day, National Herbs and Spices Day, and National Egg Roll Day. I didn't have egg rolls last night, but I did have dumplings, pork dumplings for dinner, so I'm close, not quite there. So yeah, I want to start off the show by thanking Daniel Brewer for doing 4 days of the show last week. I hope you guys enjoyed having a little bit of a different voice for a few days. Maybe you get a little tired of my voice. You want to hear another voice, a different opinion, a different person's life. Oh my gosh. I was listening to his episode on Friday, and he and I had been discussing these windows that he, by the way, when I hear the word window, I think of my grandma on my dad's side. Whatever dialect of Southern speaking that she used to say winders instead of windows. I think I've talked about that before, but she used to say winders. And it's must be a dialect thing. Because she also had a friend named Ida, and she called her friend Eider. She had a friend named Ela, and she called her Eler. Originally, I thought, oh, these are weird names. They have an R at the end of them. But no, those were not the names. She just added an R to things. I don't know why, but I have watched some YouTube videos, linguistic YouTube videos. I think is it Wired? I don't know. There's some company on YouTube that has experts answer questions about their field or whatever. I think they had a linguist one time. But there's also a linguist that has his own YouTube channel, and he does stuff where he talks about the entire U.S. and even mimics the dialect and the accent. So anyway, his windows, bottom line, his windows, they were so expensive. Now, I've never bought windows, but I was thinking about the cost of a home. And Daniel said their window, the quote that they were given for the windows was $75,000. Now, our house was $400,000. I don't remember. Daniel may have said how much their house cost, but I don't remember. But let's assume it was somewhere around that amount. They live in Florida. Probably the cost of houses is a little bit more expensive there. I don't know. Their house is a little bit smaller than our house, but maybe the cost is roughly the same. Maybe he never said, because I do not recall at all what the cost of his house was. But if you take our house, we have, based on the number of windows that Daniel said they have, we have more windows than that in this house. So based on that quote, let's say cost of windows in our house would be $100,000. We paid $400,000, $399,000 for this house. That would be a fourth, 25% of the cost of the home just for windows. That's crazy. I didn't realize. I mean, I knew they were a big investment, but I didn't realize they were that much. I was thinking, like Daniel, I was thinking somewhere between maybe $12,000 and $20,000 on the high side. Zach was, you know, was thinking $30,000, and then none of us were right. $75,000. But yeah, but I think it'll probably be worth it. And, you know, updating the windows does increase the value of the home because windows do need to be replaced after your home gets to a certain age. So whatever. But anyway, bottom line, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate you filling in for me. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it even more than I do. So yeah, we had a trip. I forgot to record on Sunday. So I'm actually recording on Monday morning. I'm trying to quickly get this out there before I go to work. I'm going to be like half an hour late for work because luckily no one is tracking my time. So it's fine. But I got up this morning. I was like, oh crap, I forgot to record. So I'm doing this day of, but anyway, I didn't have time to sit down and really think about, okay, what am I going to talk about on Geeky Gay versus, I noticed he said, welcome to the Geeky Gay. Oh, come on. Come on. It's Geeky Gay. It's not, there's no the. Oops, I hit the mic. But anyway, so I didn't have time to really sit down, or I did not sit down and contemplate, what am I going to talk about on Geeky Gay? And what stories am I going to talk about on The Mix? So I'm going to just cover the weekend here. So bottom line, well, I'll just give an overview of the week. Because really, not too much happened in the week. I mean, I didn't do anything outside of working. So it was just a work trip. I flew on Monday. And it was an all day because I didn't want to leave super early in the morning, so I think my flight was around 8:30, 8:45. Mark took me to the airport. And my first flight I did have with my coworker, but I had a longer layover than him for various reasons, and so we booked our flights at different times, and my company had a limit on the amount of the flight that you could spend and all this kind of stuff. And we have a portal that you go through when you're booking travel. And so he booked on a Friday or a Thursday or a Friday, and I booked the following Monday or Tuesday. And by then, the flights that he chose were not permitted. And so we were on the first flight together, but he had a shorter layover. He only had an hour layover. I had like 3.5 hours in Denver. And that was fine with me because I don't want to hang out with my coworkers, you know? And when I go to the airport, I want to just read a book, people watch, whatever. Do some laps around the airport to get some steps in while I'm waiting on the plane. I don't want to talk to my coworkers. That's the other thing. While on this trip, the California coworkers were like, oh gosh, we go out and do happy hour together and we hang out socially and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't seem like you guys really. And I was like, both myself and Sean, who's the guy who works here in Arkansas with me, we're like, we like to keep our work life and our social life separate. I don't hang out with my coworkers. Like, that's not. They're like, oh yeah, we hang out with each other. We go to events together. Our families hang out together. No. No. But anyway, and I ended up renting a car. And they did not have I rented an economy car. I was going back and forth because I thought, if I rent a car, they did not approve me renting a car. Which means if I rent a car, I'm pretty much saying I'm just going to pay for this myself because I don't want to go back and be like, oh, you have to pay for this. You know, my company's cheap and I don't want to go back. They had approved the cost of Uber or Lyft to get to and from the office, basically. And I thought, well, you know, I don't want to ride in an Uber or Lyft with just by myself with the driver for an hour to get from the airport to the hotel because the company's in Sunnyvale. It's not quite an hour. With traffic, it's about 45 minutes away. If there's no traffic, it's about half an hour. But still, it's so awkward to be in the car, you know, and if they start trying to talk, you know, what do? Some people put on earbuds and stuff like that and just pretend they don't hear them. But I just feel awkward. So I decided to rent a car. Anyway, bottom line, rented a car, got there. They did not have an economy car. Which a lot of people were like, oh, great. Well, the thing is, the only thing they had was an EV or a Jeep. I don't care to drive a Jeep. It's larger than I would like. I've never driven a Jeep, but I've never driven an EV, and I don't know how to use charging stations. Now, I could probably figure it out, but I was just, it's always so much of a hassle to figure out how to use all the controls and everything when you rent a car. You know, because you've got to get in this car and immediately figure out where are the headlights and where are the, you know, how do you roll the window down and how do you set the cruise control and all of those things. And then to add, oh, how do I charge this vehicle? I don't want the battery to run down and I get stranded somewhere. So I was like, I'm not going to do an EV. I don't want to risk it. So I'll do the Jeep. I could not figure out how to roll the windows up and down for like the first 20 minutes. I finally found the controls for the windows. They were in the middle console. Because you can take the doors off of Jeeps. Anyway, so I rented the car, made it to the hotel, and that was my Monday. There was no working on Monday. I just went to the hotel. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're working. I'll say a few things about that, but I am out of time, so we'll stop there. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.